You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. The
Score! Play-by-play announcer Wayne Larrivee said that Andrew Billings is as big as a house. And then, later on in the second quarter, he got bigger in Wayne Larrivee's mind. He said he's bigger than a house. So in Wayne Larrivee's mind,
he's a house.
Andrew Billings just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, my God.
Well,
he's an apartment complex, this guy. Touchdown, Packers.
Sometimes you just, I thought I turned it on. Did you turn it off? Then you turned it on?
No, I turned it on. It was
whatever.
Off.
Sometimes you got to let Mark cook. Sometimes the impressions just come to him.
That's why I just got out of the way, man. I let Mark do his thing.
That was one of them.
You know? If he wants to channel his inner Wayne Larrivee to describe a man's size, who am I to judge?
Well, Wayne Larrivee started it. He started it, and he did call play-by-play for Fridge Perry. Imagine what he was saying about him back in there. I got to go back and review the cassettes.
What city were Dan Weider and Kevin Fishbane in?
Sheboygan! I love that fishy business and Weider in the car, coming back from Sheboygan together, being all athletic together and listening to the Score. That is, I love it. I felt
being
like
all athletic together. I love that play.
Athletic in the car, were they tossing a ball back?
No,
because
no.
They work for the athletic.
I did get the little hitting the football off.
Yeah.
I went theoretical.
I think they're both pretty athletic guys, though. So I know Weedsy is, and fishy business. I know he coached baseball, so he must be decent at the game. So there you have it.
So Dan Weider, thanks for being on the show. Thanks to Anthony Heron, per usual. Thanks to everybody who called our meatball machine, everybody who called us and also texted, and our Twitch mob. Twitch was fun today. We talked about a lot of topics on there. Holiday baking was my favorite portion of the program. So thanks to everybody on Twitch and also on our YouTube stream, 670 The Score. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh with another excellent open. Thanks to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, who does so much for us, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Hi, guys. How are you, Spiegel? How are you, Holmes?
We are delightful. It was a very entertaining football day, and there's lots to talk about from the game, that's for sure.
We are in good spirits because we got Trace Leche's cake.
Yeah, we really did. So my brother-in-law, Moises Almodovar, good job, Moises, was with us in Vegas hanging out, and Lawrence and Mo were talking about deliciousness and your particular flavor profile. So Mo said he was going to bake one of these for you.
Yeah, he had promised that he was going to get one for me, and then I forgot about it, and then I remembered it when you brought him up last week. And I was like, he promised me something, but I couldn't remember if it was flan, because you had showed the excellent flan that you guys had for Thanksgiving.
And then during the game yesterday, I had a good day yesterday. I ate leftover tamales and enchiladas, then had flautas later in the day. Then during the game, he's making a cake, and I didn't realize that was for us. So, good thing they lost so I could bring it in as setback sweetener, or as you called it, Mark Grody, loser cake.
Yes, it is. There's a big, fat loser leches sitting out on the table out there for us to... I thought it was going to be like sugar-free, some loser-ass cake, but it was delicious.
It needs to be good if it's loser cake. And then Layla said, loser cake is every day at my house, and I lost it.
Thank you for getting that. I didn't know that anybody heard it. I thought it was fairly funny and kind of descriptive.
It was sad.
I just want to say that the tone
I'm like
right
a
now.
Kathy cartoon, man.
Can I just point out that I am very much encouraged by, after a Bears loss, I know it's been a long time, but this is a different tone than what I'm used to hearing in this portion of the day transition between the midday and the afternoon show after Bears loss. And I'm here for it because I think it's a combination of things. First of all, the loser cake, a.k.a. the setback sweetener. Yes. That helps.
Outstanding.
That helps. But also just the understanding
that... Loser cake has like a bite taken out of it. Here you go.
The Bears are 9-4, and it's not like the season's over. We're hurling towards a top five pick here in Chicago. And so it just... It softens the blow a little bit.
We could hang.
I like it.
We could. I mean, seriously, like we as a football town, and we as a football organization, and even we as a quarterback, like we could hang.
But you hung with them last year too. You lost by a field goal once, and you won the second game. And I get it. A lot of people weren't playing, but
felt different than that though. We knew last year was a bunch of bunk. This year is like. We thought we might be good, and then we think we're good, and then yesterday we're like, all right, yeah, we can hang.
I agree with what you're saying. Like, I get it. The Bears played well. They could have won the game at the end. We all know that, and I'm sure you guys will get into the game of inches that it was. But you know how it was similar? It was similar in that the explosive plays that the Packers had that we have seen in so many years with the Bears. And this time, hello, Bo Melton. Welcome to a long list of Packers people that don't play a massive part on the team that have just burned you, and we're going to remember that Bo Melton play. So there were too many. There's always a big explosive play for Green Bay, and there's always a very obvious defensive breakdown, and you saw it on that Melton play where Jalen Johnson and Jaquan Brisker were kind of looking at each other like, what the hell just happened? How it was similar to past years.
I can't believe you brought up JerMichael Finley.
I did bring up JerMichael Finley. I was just naming guys. Donald Driver.
Some of those guys are better than what you're kind of segmenting these guys as.
You're
though.
Right. You're no.
Donald Driver's on that list of
Donald
people
Driver
that I would not.
Is the all-time leading receiver in the history of the Packers.
Yeah, you're right.
He's
bad example.
Very good. But like, Donald Driver was a receiver of their generation there.
I think you guys know what I'm talking about, though. They're Randall Cobb. I mean, there have been so many times where there are these explosive, inexplicable moments. And that part still persisted in this Bears-Packers game. The rest of the stuff, though, I understand what people are saying. The Bears hung with them. You had a chance to win. You didn't get embarrassed, which is something that's happened a million times at Lambeau. So that part was good. But I'm not going to get too excited when I see 4, 5, 6 explosive plays that ended up being the difference in the game. That's not that different from a typical Bears-Packers game.
See, Marshall, the negativity has shifted to your show. See, there it is.
Oh, I'm negative now. Thanks a lot, Lawrence. Now I'm going to get it from everybody.
I don't think Mark's being negative. I think Mark is being rooted in the history of what the series has been over the last, what was the stat from?
Oh, here you go.
Give it to me now.
We can update it now.
Yes.
In the last 67 games between these two franchises, the Packers are 52-15.
Yeah, I think that's
52-15.
That is the cloud that hovers over this young man. Like, what's my man's name? Pigpen and Charlie Brown? And
yeah, yes. Nice.
That was Phil.
Dust. Also, typically,
for many years,
to
it
Bears
was
fans,
Phil.
It's Phil. Yeah. It's been Phil.
But 52-15
since 1992.
You know, usually it's the positive result that catches on, not the negative one.
Yeah, Will. Jordy Nelson.
There's another one.
Wow.
You're just going to keep
you
naming
like the best Packers receivers of the generation.
Don Hutson. Let's talk.
James Jones. I don't know. Greg Jennings. Another good one.
Greg Jennings is a really good one.
Devontae Adams.
Don't forget Aaron Jones just used out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones, whether he's a Viking or a Packer, I feel will like find a way to beat you.
He'll be a Bear someday. Doesn't Aaron Jones feel like a guy who'll be a Bear someday?
No, he feels like a guy who annoys the Bears all the time. Like, he lives for this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's just life comes at you fast, doesn't it? From the one seed to the seven seed.
This is what I was talking about on Friday. Like, this is why, like, the moral victory stuff, like, I get it. But I'm trying to look at this from a playoff chase thing because that's where we're at. And they needed to win yesterday.
Yeah, you know what's fun?
They didn't, but...
In 2 weeks, it could be the exact same stakes on that Saturday night. If Green Bay goes out to Denver and loses out there, Denver's won 10 in a row. They're the one seed in the AFC right now.
Yep.
And if the Bears take care of business against Cleveland, which is a real defense to consider with Myles Garrett.
And a real offensive performance yesterday.
How about it from Shador? But yeah, so it could be if the Bears win and Green Bay loses on the road, it's the exact same stakes next Saturday night.
Ooh, 847 with a good one. I'm on green.
Yeah, there you go.
Always.
That's better than a James or a Donald Driver or a Greg. How about a current one, a guy that burned you 2 years ago? That would be Dontavius Wicks. There was a Dontavius Wicks problem 2 years ago in the game. But I don't want to ruin all the fun of a close Bears game against the Packers.
The thing to me isn't necessarily like when I start looking at this from a playoff standpoint, it isn't Bears v. Packers. It's Bears v. Detroit. That's why I needed the Bears to win yesterday. Because Detroit's back in this thing.
But also yeah. Bears v. Niners. I mean, like...
Yes, absolutely. Like, you're looking at
like, go win that game, you're good. Go win... even if they win against Cleveland, and even if Green Bay wins, you beat Green Bay, you're good to go.
It could end up being Bears versus Carolina or Tampa. Like, where's...
I think that Tampa's seems like a lot of losses. Dead.
Well, yeah, Tampa laid a real egg the other day.
Tampa and Carolina are both 7-6, and they play each other twice, week 16 and week 18. So it's like...
I like that for the Bears.
Yeah, but there's intrigue all over the league.
Yesterday.
You're in the middle of it.
That's why if you just get to 11 wins, you're good to go. Well, depending on which games you get to 11 wins, you should be good to go. If you beat the Packers and you beat the Niners, or you beat the Packers and you beat the Lions.
Well, if you beat the Packers and the Lions, you're
good to go.
You're real
if
good.
If you beat the Packers and the Lions, you are there for... Are you even in the division? you're even in the division then, right?
Mm-hmm. This is, I assume this is assuming that the Bears beat Cleveland, right?
Well, the Packers, yeah. Yeah, like, Packers are 4-0 in the division.
But that's
right now.
The issue, is that the Packers are 4-0. The Bears are 1-3 now.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because the tie.
But my point is, like, that's the real concern here. That's why the game against the Vikings at home was, even though it was in the
huge
week of the season.
Massive.
If you knew what this team was capable of doing, that's why it was so frustrating.
And we said it then. Like, those are the kind of losses that if you're, you know, fighting, hopefully they're not fighting for, you know, the bottom of the wild card standings, because we would look back on that.
That's
line.
This is our concern.
I know.
Dude.
Well, here's another question is what happens if they lose to the Packers and the Lions? Like, are you evaluating this year differently because of it?
You're winning the other two games?
Yeah, but you're still 0-2 against the two theoretically best teams in the division.
I think that ties into the concept that kind of everybody's sort of talking through all around town, and we're going to talk through quite a bit on the show. One other thing that everybody's talking about, at least in this studio, is Tom Brady's leather coat. As we were watching that game yesterday, Lawrence was over the moon about Tom Brady's leather coat, where he had the big pockets, and it looked warm.
It looked like luxury.
It did, right? And I said, now, not the overcoat, but the leather one he was wearing underneath.
It looked like a leather vest.
Yeah, and I said, that's got to be $1,000, right? And Lawrence said back in the thread, what'd you say, Lawrence?
Seriously.
$10,000.
Yeah. Easy.
Like, so, it's easy. Not $1,000.
Sometimes those producer skills, they come in handy. Like, our search term skills as former producers are elite.
Go ahead.
I found Tom Brady's leather coat.
What you got?
It is from the designer Tom Ford.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn.
The men's pebbled leather biker jacket is for sale at NeimanMarcus.com for $9,990.
Bingo.
Look at you.
Lawrence was off by $10.
You know what that means? That means Lawrence has been pricing $10,000 jackets for all that fancy money he's got.
That means that means he hit the over and he has lost.
Yes,
hold on.
Price is right rules, you're done.
Hold on, no.
What?
Where are you buying that coat? Because they got taxed there.
NeimanMarcus.com.
I win both showcases.
No, but it's suggested retail price. No taxes are involved. We all know the stakes. But also, Lawrence, when you said that looks like luxury, I was like, you would know because you know luxury.
Marshall, you're right. Confirmed. So here's the deal. You could use Klarna and get it for a clean $480 a month.
Well,
I'm not financing a jacket.
How many months is that on that? Can we not put it on layaway? Neiman Marcus doesn't have layaway?
It's eternity.
Neiman Marcus and layaway.
The beautiful part for Tom Brady is he may not ever have to wear that jacket.
Again.
He may never wear that again.
Grody, I had that thought yesterday.
It's the coldest
he'll
ever be.
He's never wearing that jacket again.
That's the real flex.
He could wear it without the overcoat. He wore it at an event a couple years ago.
Are they not doing this? Oh. Who's doing the Saturday night game?
Oh, I guess they are.
And you know what the temperature is going to be that day, right?
It's going to be terrible.
It's a high of 12 degrees that day.
That game is at night. You don't know what you're doing. That's 12 days away.
I would like to suggest Spiegel.
He works with Cheryl Scott. Yeah. He knows the weather.
Spiegel, guys, I think you guys should do Turn the Page today to the Green Bay game on Saturday, December
20th. Skip Cleveland. At your peril.
You know what's funny, Grody? We actually did talk a little bit about that in our meeting, that everyone wants to kind of like let this game, particular game, and then you move on to whatever the next thing is.
Not a bad idea. Oh, hey, not a bad strategy. People don't want to hear about the Bears lost to Green Bay for 3 days.
We had Turn the Page Industries. Do not fall prey to the trap game, sir.
I was wrong, Speaks. I apologize.
Thank you.
From the Department of Corrections, as Mark Grody would tell you.
Still jail.
Still jail.
The high of 10 degrees is this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
For that game.
For the Cleveland game.
Yeah. The next week, the high is a brisk 29.
Can we not, shorts weather. Can we just get it above freezing to melt all this gross?
Yes.
There's one day like that.
This is the part that I hate about snow.
The linger.
First 2 days, all right, great. Go out there. I'll shovel that fluffy stuff. That's great. But then when you're traveling down the alleys of Chicago that don't get plowed, not a lot of fun.
We're above 32 tomorrow. We've got 36 on
Tuesday, 37 on Wednesday.
Any sunshine in there?
Yeah, partly.
It's rain. In the
let me say that. Also, ice.
It'll wash away the
some of it.
That monthly payment for Tom Brady's coat is more than the car payment on my Hyundai from the fine folks at Rosen Hyundai of Kenosha, Algonquin.
Did you get one of those secret Santa Fe prices that they talk about?
I'm not hip to those.
Did someone whisper in your ear?
Yeah. Oh, those, right. Yeah, of course
I'm hip to those. You won't believe this, but I got.
And then they cut to the shot of you in the Hyundai driving off the lot.
Like you stole something.
But yeah, I mean, so look, it's your option, folks. You want to get yourself a brand new Hyundai Santa Fe from Rosen Hyundai, or would you rather get Tom Brady's leather coat?
That coat.
That coat looks good. I mean, I can walk around the city. I don't need a car to walk around. The coat,
I feel like that coat's got Grody's name all over it, where when he's got his two dates.
Oh, I like that.
Speaking of Grody, Grody.
Yeah.
Your football team.
I know.
ISU with the major comeback.
Birds.
Against North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's not playing around. You play those Dakota teams in the division that the Redbirds are in, you get a win over any of those guys, that's pretty big.
Yeah, so, Grody.
Shout out to the Illinois State Redbird football team. Thank you, Lawrence. And aren't you having Mr. Spack on the House of L at some point in time?
I have Brock Spack on before the game, and now I might have to have him on again.
Brock Spack made 10 thoughts from Brad Biggs as well this morning.
Hey, really? Good man.
Grody, some people, you know, appreciate what your team has done because some people actually have to win in the postseason to keep playing.
Wow.
Other teams just get to lose and keep playing.
Oh, man.
Roll damn tide, baby.
Look, I'm just more concerned about my Irish.
We
right
didn't
now,
take our ball and go home because we play in a conference.
That's
the
fair.
Reputation Bowl.
Oh, hey, man. Wow. That Big Ten title game was a great watch.
It was.
That was great.
I enjoyed
fun
Indiana.
To watch that. And they got a thing. Huh? Those Indiana kids got a bond and a serious thing.
That team's really good. I didn't think that I would see anyone match Ohio State's defense. And Indiana's defense came out and matched them. They were really, really good. It's going to be a fun playoff.
Yeah.
Do you think Notre Dame will be forced to join a conference now?
I don't,
because I think they will be forced to join a conference.
I think they should consider it. I mean, the ACC, they've been flirting with the ACC for 20 years.
Oh, they want to keep their hands on that money, bag.
There is a wild card, though, and their AD is the former sports executive at NBC in Pete Bevacqua.
I think they're going to lean on the playoff to become 16. As opposed to
that still doesn't guarantee them entry.
You don't deserve it if you can't make a 16.
I think the new rules next year would have provided for them to be in it. It does suck for them, and I do. I know that the team made the choice on not going forward. Air quotes for those who can't see me. It really does stink though for like seniors. The extra 3 weeks of practice that you would get.
They're shooting themselves in the foot.
Also, you get money for those.
Yeah.
$6 million on that Pop-Tarts bowl. It's not just a giant Pop-Tart you get to eat at the end.
And the Pop-Tart bowl is the bowl to be at.
Yeah, it really is. The edible mascot is. And I saw them, by the way, at Lounge Jacks in 97. Edible mascot.
And members of Edible Mascots.
God, they're so good.
That was before they went commercial, though.
Oh, yeah, well, even those records were pretty good.
Also, this is a conversation where we picked up after leaving off with Laurence Holmes when he used to be on the Midday Show. All three of us, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, are anti-frosting on the Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah. Where do you stand? What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart all time?
It's interesting.
You guys are cereal killers.
Are we? No, they taste better without the frosting. Frosting's just like, it's too much. Just give me it almost washes out the flavor of the filling.
I can see that. My tastes have elevated a little bit as I've aged.
Excuse me.
I can see that. I might come to your side on that.
You're very Tres Leches now. Yes.
And it's not an Uno Leches cake. No, Dos Leches.
Tres.
Oh, hell no.
Tres.
The Tres.
We triple the milk.
All 14
Leches cake.
I couldn't handle
that.
I've
had one of those.
Isn't that what Bono sang? Didn't he sing Uno, Dos, Tres?
Yeah. 14. Yeah. 14.
Oh, my God. That is the beginning of that song.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 14.
It's very weird. Here's what we've got going on the show today. We are going to talk with Kurt Warner. That's at 3 o'clock. Mm. We are going to talk with the Bears fan about what happened. Young Alex went to Green Bay. He's got a story to tell. And apparently the Bears thing is a thing. Mm. He ran into some of that. He also got himself a Munchies basket while he was there. And
he had an edible, huh?
Met some Wisconsin people. So we will talk to him about that. Did I say Adam Hoge? He will join us at 4 o'clock today. We're taking calls, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a great day of frustration and hope. That's after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.